finished. We have to finish. All right, so this, maybe I'll finish here. All right, so this is coming back to Kevan Gintz's thesis on virtual programming technologies. So this is work in progress. So you many of you may know Dan Reed's very nice system called Pablo for visualizing the performance of running programs. So we built a sort of web interface to Pablo, so which takes Pablo data, and then Kivang's built 16 Java applets, which basically takes the Pablo data as input and then produces these graphical displays on your screen. So the model is, so our model for the virtual programming lab is you submit it using some sort of web Windows interface. You then have these, you then can actually have two implementations. You can either come from a client-based or server-based. It's not quite clear which is the best way to do it. But then you can access the data either from the performance data or the scientific visualization data. So he has a Java plotting package for the scientific visualization data. So you can then use Java to... see, it's lucky. MPAC's gone to lunch, so you have to go to lunch. So he is... so the idea is that you can then hand these... so the idea is there's going to be a growing number of Java resources for graphics, plotting, and et cetera. And by linking such capabilities to running programs, we should be able to produce a much better environment for the user, especially for the beginning user. So, all right, so as I said, this afternoon, Dave Warner was here a few seconds ago. Here he is at the back. So we're going to talk about healthcare applications and user interfaces and special novel user interfaces for very high information throughput, which you need for large-scale applications. And so that will be the first part of this afternoon. Thank you.